All right, would you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, I'm Tim Steinhelfer. I'm running for City Council at Large in Bellefontaine.
Why are you running for City Council?
I grew up here and I want to make it a better place. You know, we need to get over this culture of contempt, which we worry about who can defend me from that which I'm afraid of, and become about a competition of ideas and opportunity and who can create the most opportunity.
Yeah, and you think you're the person who need that? What kind of opportunities are we talking about?
I think so. People are tired of a city council that's not reflective of the voters. When I'm out there talking to people, they're worried about the water quality. They're worried about bread and butter issues like having a neighborhood that's walkable, their children's safety, the streets being safe so their children can walk to school, affordable housing, things like that. And we need to get the focus back on things like that.
What do you think about the city of Bellefontaine, has annexed about 200 acres of property in the last couple months. How do you feel about those annexations?
I think we need any sort of annexation, we need to make sure we're doing it involving all of the community players, and that means the neighbors involved there, the people that live there and know it the best. And we need to make sure that our type of growth isn't suburban sprawl like Marysville. That affects the quality of life. We need the human being to be the center focal point of any type of expansion rather than the automobile. So we need to make sure that we have walkable, livable neighborhoods rather than ticky-tack developments where neighbors don't interact with each other. That'll restore this small town charm and make sure that we live up to our full potential.
Do you think the annexations were a mistake? Would you have voted no on that? Would you have done something different?
Yes, I think that we can get more for the people of Bellefontaine. So when we have a form, when we update our zoning codes to a form-based zoning, people will have a better quality of life. Their property values will go up. We will stop with this outdated 1950s thinking that puts the automobile at the center, and we'll live up to our full potential. So I would start there. We don't have to start from scratch or reinvent the wheel. This form-based coding is something that exists in communities across the nation. Columbus has adopted it and seen a revitalization in the neighborhoods where they've adopted it. There's also communities of similar size.
Code-based?
Form-based zoning. So it has to do with not the use. So traditional Euclidean zoning had to do with what is the use. And so we'd put...
For instance, is it residential? Is it commercial?
Correct.
Is it mixed?
And so people would live someplace, which... What does it mean to live? I think to live means that you go to sleep, you have supper with your family, you're able to walk around, but a big part of your life is also your work. We need to have those neighborhoods where people can live and work in the same neighborhood instead of separating them out into different uses. That's outdated. It leads to depression. It decreases property values, and it's really quite unhealthy.